541 at Galesburg's Evening News and WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. Good things happening, as always, with local organizations we like to talk about from time to time. And one of those is the Knox County Pheasants Forever chapter. They have a fundraiser this weekend, and that's not all the news they have. We'll talk about all that with Adam Jaquit, who is in the... Adam, I forgot to say, do you have a title? Are you an officer in the Pheasants Forever chapter here?
I'm the president of Knox County chapter.
Very good. Okay, if you said that to me off the air, I completely forgot as soon as I turned on the microphone. I'm sorry about that. No, welcome, Adam. And also, I wrote it down phonetically, and I still can't pronounce it. Katie, what's your last name?
Kozlarich.
Okay, and she is the outreach coordinator for Pheasants Forever in Illinois, and they're both here. Again, thanks to both of you for coming in tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Adam, maybe I'll start with you. Talk a little bit about the local chapter, how long it's been in existence, and that sort of thing.
Well, the Knox County chapter has been in existence now for 27 years.
Wow, okay.
We operate in Knox County, a little bit into Warren County as well. We go through, and as part of our chapter agreement, basically with our national organization, we go through and we have to have one fundraising banquet a year. Well, that's coming up this Saturday night, the 23rd, at the Knights of Columbus Hall. And this is how we go through and raise our money for the year. It's our primary fundraiser. And then all that money that we raise, other than the membership fees that we send to our national organization, stay in control of the Knox County chapter. And we use it for habitat development and outreach programs right here in Knox County.
Family members of mine, in fact, most of my family, I'm probably the black sheep of the family because I'm not the outdoorsman that the rest of my family is. But that's really what Pheasants Forever is all about, Adam and Katie, is that right? Just kind of outdoor advocacy and that sort of thing?
Our motto is we are the habitat organization. If you don't have the habitat, you can't have hunting. You can't have any really any great outdoor activities if the habitat isn't there.
What sort of issues, Katie, do you deal with as an outreach coordinator in Illinois?
So my job is mostly working with the chapters. I am a member of the Knox County chapter, too, but right, okay. I work with the 65 Pheasants Forever and Quail Forever chapters in Illinois to have them spend their money on outreach, whether it is habitat projects like we're going to be doing a youth pollinator event at our Forever Fields location in Victoria, Illinois, at the end of April.
Wonderful.
Yep, we're going to have students from Mabel Woolsey, Rova Elementary, and Costa Catholic coming out for an outdoor field day. I also work with Learn to Shoot events, mentor hunts. We're starting to do a lot of women land conservation events. So getting people to learn about conservation and then also to get people outdoors is the main focus of my job.
So it's safety, conservation, more or less everything that's good about being outdoors, I imagine.
Yep.
So Adam, well, I'll ask both of you this. Again, we're here mostly because you have your banquet and your fundraiser this weekend, but that's not really the whole story. When this was submitted not so long ago, I know this because I'm in charge of our community events calendar here at WGIL.com, I read a little note that suggested that you guys have been pretty, how shall I say, award-winning?
Yeah.
Just a little.
A month ago, Pheasants Forever and Quail Forever hosted the national convention for the organizations in Schaumburg, Illinois, and we were very honored and humbled to receive the National Habitat Chapter of the Year Award, which is the
congratulations.
The biggest, yeah, thank you. It's the biggest chapter of the year award that Pheasants Forever presents. They present one to one Pheasants Forever chapter and one to a Quail Forever chapter throughout the entire country. The over 700 chapters across the entire United States.
Katie, what goes into qualifications for an award like that?
So it's a chapter like that. I mean, it was really, I didn't even know they were getting it until 5 minutes before they did. So I'm really like blown away and proud that they got it.
Absolutely.
They put their money where their mouth is. You know, they do the fundraising. Instead of having it sit in a bank account, they actually go out and work with landowners and public land. And I mean, the Forever Fields property out in Victoria, which if you've ever been to is beautiful. I mean, it's been a constant work in progress, and Pheasants Forever never could have done that if it wasn't for the local chapter. So putting habitat in the ground, reaching out and educating and creating the next generation of conservationists, it sounds like it's a pretty simple formula, but it takes a lot of work and a lot of dedication.
Adam, what led you to get involved? I mean, is it just as simple as you like hunting in the outdoors and that sort of thing?
Partly. I grew up, I developed a natural interest in hunting and outdoors and that. when I was younger. And
you're from not too far from where I grew up in Kiwanee. You're from Galva, right?
Yep. Yeah.
I was telling him off the air. I know one of his brothers. So
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah. He worked in radio with you, and he doesn't hunt.
He got out, so good for him.
But he never got into hunting the way I did. I just kind of was naturally drawn to it, and my dad doesn't hunt, but I was lucky enough. I found mentors through organizations like Pheasants Forever that took me under their wing and showed me the ropes and got me involved with it. And had a gentleman from there in Galva that took me out hunting pheasants the first time when I was about 13 years old. And I was completely bit by the bug and have always wanted to do it.
And I imagine it's probably not one of those things where, you know, you weren't discouraged from it. I mean, I certainly wasn't. Like I said, my brother and my dad are active hunters, and I got to return a call from my dad about the annual family fishing trip, which isn't really me either, but I went anyway last year. But you just needed help to know what to do and kind of how to appreciate it, right?
Yeah, just, you know, finding the right spot. Found something I was interested in. It got me outdoors. I really enjoyed it. And then for going into Pheasants Forever, where I got active in the chapter, for me, the big catalyst, I'd have been attending banquets and that, but the big catalyst where I became actually involved with the chapter and started volunteering my time specifically was when the Forever Fields Upland Complex was purchased in 2011. Okay. I had grown up driving by that ground my whole life. After I got involved in pheasant hunting, I'm like, boy, I would love to be able to go buy that ground and turn it into a pheasant hunting area.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's no way I could ever afford to do it myself. And then here comes Pheasants Forever and says, hey, we're going to buy this ground and make a big, huge pheasant hunting area. I said, that's what I want to be involved with. So I started volunteering my time, got involved with the chapter, and then eventually became president, and haven't looked back on it. I don't regret a second of it. And it's been great for me to develop my own, my leadership and my outdoor interests and share my loves and passions with other people, and to try to educate the next generation of conservationists and outdoors people.
I know that my dad and my brother have both been pheasant hunters from time to time. I don't know if they still do or not. We talk a lot about, or at least they do, about deer hunting and other things like that. But I kind of get the gist of maybe sort of the patience and things like that that it takes to hunt deer. What's different about, say, pheasant hunting and doing that? I can't imagine that's easy.
Pheasant hunting and any kind of upland bird hunting is more of an active hunting process than passive. Where, you know, deer hunting, generally you're sitting in a tree stand or in a ground blind and waiting for deer to come to you. Whereas with pheasant hunting, you're out often with dogs. You're out walking through the field, and bird comes up and you shoot and retrieve. And that's a big part of it. And there's a lot of people that get involved with it because of the dogs. I have a hunting dog at home that I've raised up from a puppy, and I had his father as well. I raised him from a puppy.
Yeah, my folks had hunting dogs for years. Yeah.
It's so much fun. You get out. There's nothing like seeing a good hunting dog work in the field.
Oh, sure. You know? Yeah.
Some of my favorite days hunting, I went out with a dog. I didn't carry a gun. I just handled the dog for some friends of mine.
There you go. And half the time, I don't even shoot the bird because I'm watching the dog.
Yeah,
I get that.
Yeah. Yeah, Katie's family raises a couple different breeds of dogs and has had very good luck with them. They're really great dogs for hunting as well. And that's just a great way to help, you know, extend your hunting season and get active and be involved with that as well. And it just, you get out and you're spending that time. It's good exercise. You're out walking through the nature and just something you really enjoy doing.
Katie, do you deal with, like, if things come up, like, legislatively relating to hunting and things like that, or is that somebody else that does
not
that?
At all. We are a 501c3.
Okay.
All we focus on is habitat. We will talk to legislators about we've been out at Washington. We've had staff out there about the upcoming farm bill and encouraging more conservation practices in that, but we're not here to promote guns or anything like that. We're here to promote conservation. We do believe hunters are some of the best conservationists out there.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not sure most people don't know this, but it's called the Pittman-Robertson Act, and it is a voluntary 11% tax on all guns, ammo, and any hunting gear that goes directly back into conservation. So we're supportive of hunting and all that, but we're never going to be legislative for that.
I have a few minutes left here, and I want to make sure we talk about the banquet this weekend. I think the really cool thing about this is, you know, like most banquets and fundraisers, you have auction items and things like that. But there's one really really cool sounding item up for auction this year. Adam or Katie, either one of you want to talk about that?
You're probably referring to the African Safari.
That's the one.
one of our longtime volunteers very active members, Pete Calderon, has donated a hunt in Africa. It's an African safari.
Wow.
It's for 7 days for four hunters, and it's a package deal. You'll have a few other expenses that are not covered in it, but it's the base package. So if anybody's ever wanted to go to Africa to hunt, this is a great place to start with. Take a group of friends with you. There's credit towards the trophy fees that you pay for each animal that you would harvest in Africa. Includes your lodging while you're there. Just a really a fantastic deal.
I think it's one of those things where we've seen maybe not so positive stories about safaris in the past, and maybe things that have gone wrong or that were done illegally or that sort of thing. But the experience itself, and I can't imagine how amazing that would be to be a part of that.
Yeah, if I wasn't in a situation, my wife and I are expecting our first baby in a few months. Otherwise,
congratulations.
Thank you. Otherwise, I'd be bidding on this thing myself because it's been my dream to go to Africa to hunt, but. Just like Katie talked about with Pittman Robertson, hunters are conservationists, and when we spend money as hunters, we are spending money for conservation. That's sure. The biggest driver for conservation in the U.S. And when we go to Africa and hunt there, what you're doing is you're supporting local economies and giving value to animals that otherwise the local people are going to look at as nuisances. They're going to turn to things like poaching or just in general just killing because they're a problem for them to do other things. So it provides a lot of extra value to those communities.
Okay, let's talk about either of you, the when and the where and that sort of thing, if people can still get involved and want to attend this weekend.
So it's this Saturday mm-hmm. at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Galesburg. Doors open at 5. You can find more information either at the Knox County Pheasants Forever Facebook page or if you visit www.pheasantsforeverevents.org. The Knox County Banquet is the first event listed under Illinois. It has information about the start time. We'll have silent auction, women's raffle, youth raffle, live auction. We have a couple other raffle tables out there. Am I missing any other good details?
We'll make a couple of reports on some of the habitat work we've done. One of the other things that happened at Pheasant Fest, we had the Illinois State Meeting for Pheasants and Quail Forever, uh-huh. and our regional wildlife biologist for the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, Kevin Oller, was presented with a Lifetime Achievement Award, and we'll be representing a plaque to him as well and honoring him for all the work he's done in Knox County and the surrounding counties for his dedication with IDNR. So,
okay, I am out of time, but again, I'll say the Pheasants Forever Banquet is starting Saturday. Doors open at 5, dinner's at 6:30. That's at the Knights of Columbus Hall here in Galesburg. There is also more information on our community events page of WGIL.com as well. It says here that the cost is $65, and that includes dinner and a Pheasants Forever membership. So that's mm-hmm. That's a very good thing.
Mm-hmm. Get some of our great magazines 4 times a year.
Absolutely. Well, not a bad thing either. All right. Adam Jaquit, the president of the Knox County Pheasants Forever chapter, and Katie Kozlarich? Yes! I am the outreach coordinator for Pheasants Forever in Illinois. Thanks to both of you for coming in, and thanks for all the work that both of you do.
Thanks for having us.